In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. When we read in the church a portion of the gospel, do you know what that presupposes? The fathers think that you are reading the Bible at home. Isn't that something? There's this priest that I listen to. He's on Relevant Radio. He's a really funny guy. He's about my age. His name is Father Simon. I don't know what his last name is, but his show that he has is 1 hour from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Relevant Radio. It's a Catholic station. He's a Roman Catholic priest, and his show is called Simon Says. He's a very jocular guy. Yeah, he's famous with languages. And so when he begins his show every day the same way. Okay, let's open the big book on the coffee table. Right? Open the big book on. You guys all have coffee tables in your house? In the 50s, you could not have a house that did not have a coffee table. You have the sofa, and in front of the sofa you have the coffee table, and around it some other chairs or maybe another sofa. But it was always the center of the way in which you would greet a guest. Come, come, and you take them into what Egyptians might call the salon. Oh, we're coming into the salon, not the family room. The family room is too crummy. We're going to the salon. This is how we show you that you ought to think about us when you think about us. This is not really us, but this is the way we want you to think about us. So what? Then you bring in the Sanea, and it has the tea or the coffee or whatever, and you serve on, it's a coffee table. So the big book on the coffee table is the Bible. Let's open the Bible, because he's inviting you into his living room, his radio living room. But the fathers of the church presupposed that you knew when you came into church what happened before this. Remember when the disciples ate, and the Lord gave them baskets with which to feed the multitude. The stuff that was left over. Remember, each of the disciples took up a basket of fragments that were left over. One of the fathers uses this symbolically. These were the teachings that were left over, that no one absorbed. In other words, eat. Eat of the Lord. What is the Lord? The Lord is the Word of God. And when they ate and their stomach was filled, not their mind, not their spirit, but when their stomach was filled, they cried out, "He's a prophet." And it says that Jesus went from their midst because they were going to make him a king. Now they come looking for him again. And they noticed that some people noticed, enough so that, you know, if I asked, David, where did Jesus go? I don't know, but I saw his disciples get off on a boat and Jesus wasn't with them, so it was noised around. The disciples went over there and Jesus wasn't with them. And where is Jesus now? And other people got in their boats and they went over there to see what's going on. And when they went over on the other side of the lake, they said, "Oh, look, there's Jesus." What is the first thing that you should derive from that? How'd you get here? How'd you get here? The only thing that they could have inferred was that he walked. Walked on what? Was there a bridge? No, he walked on water. How does someone walk on water? Nobody asked. These were the people who said, "We want you to be king. We want you to be king. You fed us." And then they asked the question that condemned them and showed them for who they were and what they are. When did you get here? The implication being, did you eat already? Is is dinner time over? Yeah, belly slaves. Remember what it says in the epistle of Paul to Titus? Titus was going to be the bishop of Crete. And it said in his epistle in the first chapter that one of their philosophers writes that Cretans are slow bellies. That's what it says. A slow belly in Old English means a glutton, a person who is wedded to feeding their stomach, right? So this kind of a thing condemns them, you know. And Jesus is begging this question, who do you think I am? Remember how pivotal this was when he asked his own disciples? He said, who do the people say I am? And then, who do you think I am? And one answered correctly, Simon Peter. One person answered correctly. And he said, blessed are you, Barjona, Simon Peter. Blessed are you. Why? Because no human told you this. It was my Father in heaven. Right? And this is why we give titles to St. Mark, like he is the one who sees. He is the beholder of God, the theoremos. He is the one who sees God as he is. Or a person who hears God. I mean, imagine if you are Didymus the blind. You can hear only. And so many others. Well, so he rebukes them. You know, most of the time we think about Jesus as somebody who is all embracing. As a matter of fact, we talk about the cross with his arms wide apart, extending from one end of the earth to the other to embrace all humanity. But here he rebukes them. He said, you didn't eat the word. The word didn't fill you. You came because you ate those things that were immaterial, but satisfied the material man, the earthly man. Because you see, had you come now, after being able to draw closer to me because of what I said to you on the previous occasion, and then seeing the miracle that I wrought, walking across the Sea of Tiberias, if you had come to me for those reasons, you would have come to me rightly. But you come to me in disgrace, because you've come to eat again carnally, like an animal would. And he says, therefore, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. It means the Lord who took flesh, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Because God the Father has set his seal on you. Do you know that we say and we affirm in our iconography, we are made in the image and likeness of God? Do you know what a seal is? A seal is stamped into a material that is capable of being conformed to the seal. If I take a seal and I jam it into concrete, nothing happens. The seal is not transmitted. There has to be some malleability. It has to be soft, softer than the seal itself. Jesus talking about the heart of man. If your heart is not soft, you will never bear the imprint of Christ. Never. The Pharisee's heart was like a heart of stone, and it did not matter what he did. But he said, the Son of Man bears the seal of his Father. And if you follow me, you will bear also the imprint, because the seal is one. The seal is just one. Remember the story of the prodigal son. When the son came back, the father said, bring the best robe and put a ring on his finger. The ring was a signet. It means when you were going to buy something or you were going to make a statement of faith, you would take that ring that was on your finger and you would pound it into the clay tablet, which the scribes used with a stylus to mark down the things, and everybody would know it was from the seal of the house of, or the seal of the house of. But they would know where you came from because you have that seal on you. When Jesus Christ looks at us on the day, and it was said, I never met Baba Carillos, but I've heard so many stories about him. One time it happened that Negwe's father had a problem with his throat, and so he took a little bit of coffee before he had communion one time. And he went and he took communion, and when he went up to take communion from Pope Carillos, Pope Carillos looked at him and said, don't drink coffee before before communion. Negwe's father almost fell to the floor. He was a very simple man. But when you caught him in something, he really felt the shame. And see, do you know what's going on today? Just as I'm going tangentially again, here I go. Hold on to your hats. Do you know in this world right now in which we live, there is no such thing as shame? Do you know that you know now you have these really fat people, really, 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 really fat people who are emphasizing their fat and glorifying in their fat? May I say the name Lizzo? If you know who Lizzo is, then you know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, you can Google it. And she's proud. She's proud.